welcome back to the Soda Pop Podcast. This is episode 3 of season 2. We have the School of the Arts student leaders here with us. So we're just going to introduce them real quick. So please tell us your name, major, favorite movie, and TV show.
Okay, my name is Vanetta Holloman, and my major is film production, which is now cinematic arts. And my favorite TV show would have to be Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Favorite movie? I don't have one.
My name is Mackenzie Sanders. I am an interior architecture and design major with an art minor. And my favorite TV show is A Handmaid's Tale. No movie.
My name is Ty Hill. I'm a theater major here. And is there anything else besides movie and TV show that I don't know? Okay. Favorite TV show right now is Euphoria, which if you've seen it, it's really good. And favorite movie is Charlie and Chocolate Factory until I see Spider-Man Far From Home. Then that's going to be my favorite.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, you got to point that. Once you see that, you won't go back. You will not go back. It's a good movie.
Yeah, it's kind of sad, though, because Spider-Man is...
Don't.
No, not the movie. No, like, Spider-Man and Disney are not a thing anymore, so...
It's coming back. No. He doesn't know everything. It's fine.
Okay. Lainey, I think we should do that, too.
What?
The little... Let's do that.
Okay, you want to go first?
I might as well. So, for those of you who don't know, my name's Mark. I'm an entertainment industry major. And my favorite movie is Beauty and the Beast. I like the live action one, which is not something you hear very often. But that one was really good. That one was really good, and I'm not going to lie about that. Normally I don't like remakes, but that one was really good. I'm really into Friends right now, too. So...
I didn't mean to laugh.
Look now, don't judge me. Friends is awesome.
Hi, for those that don't know, I'm Lainey. I'm a theater major, and my favorite movie, I have kind of like two, and they're totally different. I really like She's All That, which is a 90s movie, and I love it because the main character's name is Lainey, and it's spelled like mine, so yay! Pan's Labyrinth. Because it's so dark and crazy. And then my favorite TV show, I would say The Golden Girls, because I just finished it and I cried because it was so good. And I relate to Dorothy so much. So.
Right. Okay, so what we're going to do in this episode, we're going to talk with our student leaders here kind of about what they do in their, you know, in their meetings and everything and how it's kind of working. Because this is a new thing that we started last year. You know, since we also started last year, but it's a new thing that's been going on, and so far I think it's been going pretty well. So, speaking of meetings, can you guys kind of like explain what a normal meeting would go like for you?
So we meet bi-weekly now, and at the meetings we're still kind of trying to figure out what our organization is meant to do. I think we've mostly decided on that we want to be a voice for the students. So any problems or things that other students want to see happen, I think we're going to try to help just the students be able to have a say in everything that goes on in our departments. And then we also want to reach out to potential students and help get them to come to UNA.
That's good.
And that's kind of what we
That's
do
kind
well.
Of what we try to do,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
So we're now all together.
We're connected now.
So, just on a personal note as well, y'all all three are on different programs here in School of the Arts. So, kind of like, how do you want to see your own program grow?
Well, I'd like to see my program, Cinematic Arts, grow by reaching out to other programs and collaborating with them. Like, we could use help of art department, we could use help of theater, music, all that stuff. I think, because right now it's pretty small, I feel like we can get bigger in a way, And having all these other departments collaborate with us would just, it would be sick.
Yeah, I know that, you know, CAT is a new thing now, Cinema, Art, and Theater students. Yeah. So now we've got this new thing going on with our collaboration. So it is good to see that that's also growing.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. I was going to hint to collaboration too, because I think that in an art department or any of our departments, that collaboration is amazing whenever even just two can come together. In the interior architecture and design department, I would love to be able to see us do a little bit more towards the architecture side, with them changing. So before we were just an interior design concentration, and so now we're able to take more classes that are interior design focused, with them changing it. So I'm missing out on some of those cool new classes. Yeah. But it's going to be really nice for the people who get to go completely through it and get some of those different classes that we didn't get in the beginning.
Well, in the past year or so, the theater department has really grown. Lainey knows this. When we were here, it was a lot of people, but it's a lot of talented actors now. So yeah. I'm really excited to like learn from my peers and just kind of see how they interact with each other and like what are their, like what skill sets do they have, and like if they can kind of help me out, we should kind of bounce off each other. Like same with film students that are kind of our like siblings now. Yeah. It's kind of like we help each other.
Yeah.
Get on my nerves sometimes, but I love them.
Yeah.
I definitely think that's a look, like this is looking up for, you know, all of us, because we did start that CAT program, like you said, and you know, there's only room to grow farther from that to create new collaborations.
Yeah, and we had, you know, the opera last year that we also did a podcast on Starry Night with Dr. TBB. If y'all haven't seen that, y'all need to watch that. For those that don't know what Dr. TBB is, it's Tiffany Bostic Brown. Because I know I just kind of said that. So definitely go watch that if you haven't. But it was also like, it was like our first collaboration, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, that was the first one in the School of the Arts, actually.
And it was, I think, opera, art, or was it fashion merchandise?
It was fashion merchandising.
And then cinematic arts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that was really interesting. And so it was a big stepping stone to where we are now and where we want to go. And, I'm super excited to see what we have more going on. And I think that it's nice to see that these student leaders want more collaboration. And so if you're a student that's in the student of the School of the Arts, I almost said student of the arts. I mean, you are a student of the arts. Y'all should be very, very excited. This is really, really cool that's kind of like our whole goal is to do that. Mm-hmm. So
I kind of like, so with your group, since it's, I don't know very much about it and what you guys have, you know, gone through. So like, what does it kind of take to be a part of your group? Are there any like qualifications or anything, or do you just kind of like sign up for it?
You have to be dedicated and know how to manage your time. That's like the main thing, I feel like. It's just like, know that you have a job to do and you have to come here and do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and since we were founding members, we all got nominated to be leaders, and then this time coming around, we decided that it would be better for us to reach out to students and see who wanted to be involved. So we actually just got some new student members. They won't be here until the next meeting, but we're excited to kind of grow our group and get some fresh minds into it and continue on with the different events we want to have and that kind of thing.
Do you know how many new members you'll have? Or
five?
Five.
So that would make how many?
Nine. Because we have four right now.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's
big. That's I think that's more than there were last year, too.
Right.
Because I think you guys just...
We had 10.
Well, we started out with...
10.
Was it 10 or 12?
It was like 10.
Yeah, it was 11, and then it was 10. And
yeah, because we had a couple of people who were nominated, and then they decided that they didn't want to commit to it, which is fine. I mean, if it's not going to be your top priority, then don't commit to it. But I think that the people that we have coming are going to be good.
I'm really excited. And since y'all are, you know, SODA student leaders, how do you want to see this whole thing, this School of the Arts, grow as like this big thing that's encompassing all the arts? How do you want to see this grow?
I want to make sure that the student leaders and the ones in the future don't hesitate, and the whatever major that they're a part of, that their department doesn't hesitate to talk to them, and then they talk to us as a group. Because communication is key. Without communication, I don't think we would even be here right now. And it's just, we need communication is all that really I can say, because, I mean, if there's a problem in your department and we don't know about it, how are we supposed to fix it?
For an overall goal for, like, SOTA in general, you're, like, the first interior design person I've met, at the school. So I just kind of want to, like, see other arts majors. Like, I only ever know, like, the film kids.
Yeah. And that's what I was going to mention, is getting to know other people in other departments, because there are some things that I didn't even know that UNA offered. So getting to meet other people, I mean, we're in the same college and don't know everything that's offered.
Like a social or something,
Right. So, and then all the clubs that come along with it, because, like, just interior design as a major has 4 clubs. So it's just knowing, like, all the different organizations, all the different organizations that somebody can be in just being in the School of the Arts.
And so do y'all help plan events, right? Somewhat. Okay. So maybe we should do that, like a social or something, talk about it. We'll communicate. That would be cool. I do understand that there's so many different departments and so many different little branches in those departments that a lot of people, we usually, with the arts and stuff, you're more concentrated in your own. Even though you branch out, sometimes you don't get to meet everybody in every single department. So that would be cool to meet a good bit of people in different, arts programs.
So. Like a SOTA fair.
That's something I was going to talk about. Like, working in the office and doing this podcast, me and Lainey have had, opportunities to meet all these different people in the different programs. Yeah. But, like, we don't really realize is that the programs themselves haven't really been able to combine with each other and meet each other. So, like she said before, she didn't know that there's part of the programs. So, not everybody knows about all the clubs as well, which is crazy considering there's so many of them. You would think that it'd be more out there. So I think something that we should do, and, we'll probably talk about this later, is, more advertising for these clubs. Because, students who are in different programs who are still able to be part of these clubs, they might not know, just because they're either in a different major and they just do, all the stuff as a hobby and they still want to be part of the clubs. They just didn't know that there is a club.
Yeah.
I think that's a major thing that we should grow from.
Yeah. And so I just want to, just reiterate, if you are a SOTA student and you do have an issue that you want to address, please contact any of these people. If you don't know them, I'm sure their email is probably their first name and last name. So first letter of first name and last name. So you can probably find them. Just go back to the beginning and find out their name. And just let them know if you need anything, because I'm sure, from just talking to them, they'll definitely fix things and work on things to be able to have a solution to that. So please do that.
And if you can't find them, feel free to message us too, and
we'll relay
the message for sure, because that is something that we want to encourage for you to do. You do want to communicate with either the office or the student leaders to because they're here to help. So that's what we want to.
Or even just emailing the arts at una.edu email, because it can get relayed from there as well.
We just want to thank you guys too for taking time out of your day to come on the podcast and be guests. Y'all have been awesome. We've been having some laughs and everything. So we're really excited about what is to come for SOTA and for each program individually that y'all. Y'all are like ambassadors for as well. So we're really excited. We wanted to thank you again for coming. So
Yeah, do you guys, before we sign off, do you guys have, like, any information you want to relay, or is it just, you know, we've already talked about it all?
Should we tell what, like, when our clubs are or something?
So, oh! Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea.
The Cinematic Arts Club, or what we call Film Club, is Thursdays at 5 p.m. We will have a short little meeting at the beginning, and then later we have a film, and there's a different film each week, but it's every Thursday.
Cool. Interior design, we are also just kind of trying to get back into the swing of things and into the transfer as well. And so right now we're doing third Thursday events. And so, like, the one coming up, we're going to do a game night, and then interest meeting for different trips and stuff that we're going on. So, yeah.
All right. The Student Union of Performing Artists meet
SUPA
meets Wednesday at 12. Every Wednesday at 12 in Norton 201. We don't know where that is. A lot of people don't.
Go to the lobby of George Lindsay and at like a little bit before 12, and everyone will show you, because we're all
chilling. We're always in the theater, so we'll definitely show you where it is.
So yeah, we'll just show you where it at is.
Sorry. By the way, Cinematic Arts Film Club will be in room 3. You know what room it is?
Room
3-0-something.
I thought it was like 131.
131.
But I don't know if that was like the old room or what.
Yes, Comm Building 131. Yeah, thank you.
So yeah, go check out any of these groups. I'm sure y'all are like pretty welcoming to everyone. Mm-hmm. And also, just make sure that you go check out our podcasts. It's on Podbean and iTunes, because we're cool like that. And if you also want to see our video, it's gonna be on YouTube. And
eventually, I don't
know. We're working on it. And then also our podcasts come out every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday.
Yeah. And so go check those out. go check those out. We also have Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. Don't forget Twitter. It's all UNA Soda Pop, so go check those out. On YouTube, it's UNA School of the Arts, so if you want to see any of our videos, those are on that. And also, I'm sure y'all have probably some Instagram stuff. I know UNA Theater does.
Yeah, UNA Theater.
And UNA Cinematic Arts. Is it UNA Cinematic Arts?
I'm not sure, but...
Okay. Well, they have one, so if you look up, I'm pretty sure it'll come up.
It might be UNA Film.
I follow them. I think it's UNA Film. I will.
Okay, it might be UNA Film. Check it out. And then do y'all have...
Yeah, it's UNA Interior Design. Yeah.
Okay. So go check those out. Go follow those accounts so you get, caught up with everything that's going on.
Mm-hmm. Some pretty straightforward usernames.
Yeah. And I think most of the organizations in the School of Arts now have some form of social media.
Yeah. So go check those out. Yeah, just stay tuned, and we'll have a new podcast next week. Next week. I'm sorry, my brain's not here, but yes.
Remember, we do encourage you guys to send us suggestions.
Yes.
On our social medias for stuff that you might want to hear that we haven't talked about, or maybe even guests that you want us to bring back. We're more than willing to do that as well.
Yeah, and please also stay tuned, because we might have a guest that we're going to have on and want your questions as well. I know there is a certain guest that we're hoping to have, and I think it's possible we will have him. And we will need your suggestions for questions for that, because I'm sure that we want to hear from you, and he will want to hear from you. So I'm not going to give it away, because you got to be – it's a surprise. What'd you say? Yeah, it's 100% Eminem. We called him. Just make sure you stay tuned on that. So.
Yeah, for sure. Stay tuned. Go check us out on social media. Go check all of our School of the Arts programs out. And thank you guys for listening so much, watching if you're on YouTube as well. Have an amazing day.
Drink some water.
Drink some water.
Stay hydrated.
It's hot.
And it's going to be hot for a little bit, so keep your health up, please.
I don't want you passing now.
We'll see you in the next episode.
This podcast has been brought to you by UNA School of the Arts, produced by Mark Gallegos and Lainey Green. Special thanks to Monica Collier and the SOTA staff.